You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's July 18th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in about 15 minutes. To ensure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be wonderful if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. I am happy that you have tuned in today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the puzzle game Botany Manor. But first, I'm sending out this week's positive vibes to California Governor Gavin Newsom. This week, he signed a law which bans school districts from passing policies which would require schools to notify parents if their child requests to go by a different gender identity at school. This has been a thing that many school districts have tried to do in an attempt to out kids to their parents, and I commend Newsom for standing against it. For a lot of kids, school is a place for them to feel safe and to be themselves, because they live in homes where their parents don't accept who they are. I've personally heard many stories of kids who have to hide who they are at home, and it truly breaks my heart. And having that place to be able to be themselves is immensely important. And forcing kids into a situation that could be potentially unsafe for them is just plain wrong. So thank you, Governor Newsom, for standing up for those kids. Back in 2016, Jonathan Blow's The Witness was released, and the game had players solving puzzles found all around the environment on a beautiful island. It featured a simplistic, colorful art style that created a sort of peaceful, mellow vibe as you explored the island. The puzzles, on the other hand, went from challenging to mind-melting over the course of the game. I don't think I've ever played a game in my life that tested my brain power like The Witness. And eventually the challenge got to be too much for me and I never finished the game. Botany Manor from developer Balloon Studios takes a lot of inspiration, I think, from The Witness, especially visually. But in this case, the style of the puzzle solving matches the calming atmosphere of the visuals, which work together to create one of the most chill game experiences I've played in a really long time. So the setup of the game is that you're playing as Arabella Green, a botanist who is doing research for a book that she's writing at this manor, which she has inherited in the English countryside in the year 1890. You will explore the grounds of the manor inside and out while researching rare and forgotten plants and flowers, and looking for clues and completing puzzles to create the right environment for those flowers to grow. So while this game is technically a single-player game, I played this along with my son, who is really into plants and flowers. He loves looking them up and seeing what the names mean and things like that. And it is a great game to play with another person. We would pass the controller back and forth and take turns while the other person would help decipher the clues and figure out the puzzles. If you've got a kid or a significant other who is into puzzle games, or even if they aren't, I think this is a great game for people to play together. And the puzzles are a lot of fun. As each new chapter begins, you'll unlock a few new pages in your book with new flowers to discover. It'll give you a brief description of the flower to help you get started, along with the number of clues that you can find which pertain to that plant. And as you find clues around the home, you'll need to figure out which ones go with which flower and fill that out in the book. And when you think you know what you need to do, you attempt to make it grow. There will be potting stations around the property, and you'll need to grab a pot, fill it with soil, plant the seed, water it, and then make sure, like I said, that you set up the right setting for it to grow. For instance, one plant might only grow with a certain sound nearby that an animal makes in its natural environment, so you need to find a way to recreate that sound. Or maybe it only grows with certain lighting, or you might need to figure out a specific species of bird which is needed to pollinate the flower, and then figure out where to find that bird. Each flower has a very different set of requirements to grow, and it's a lot of fun to figure out what they are. And the puzzles strike a perfect balance when it comes to difficulty. It gets just tough enough that you feel that sense of satisfaction when you figure it out, but it almost never got too tough to the point where, you know, we were starting to feel frustrated. As long as you're paying close attention to the clues and the environment around you, you should be able to get through everything without too much trouble. The one time Charlie and I did have to look up a solution online, we found it was just because we had mixed up the right clues with the wrong flower. We had the solution just in the wrong place. And that lightly challenging difficulty level, combined with the beautiful art style and the little bits of pleasant storytelling scattered about, combined to create a world that we just loved spending time in. Every time we played it, it was just relaxing. And you just can't help but feel calm and happy as you explore the manor and discover beautiful new flowers to grow. It's kind of like the anti-Elden Ring. Charlie and I were both bummed when we got to the end. It was a nice ending, and it's a decent length at about 4 or 5 hours, but we just wanted there to be more, and we immediately checked to see if Bloons Studios had any other games, but it looks like this was their first, so hopefully we get some sort of expansion maybe with more flowers to discover. Either way, we're both looking forward to whatever they do next. When I'm playing a new video game, more often than not, my wife likes to sit with me and watch me play. Whether it's Assassin's Creed or Legend of Zelda, she likes to give me a hand tracking down collectibles or looking something up when I get stuck. And the same goes for when she's playing a game. She might not play as much as I do, but when she does, I like to, you know, sit there and watch along and experience the game with her. And I'm lucky, you know, after all, to have a wife who does play video games. I actually think, you know, it makes our relationship stronger that we enjoy these same hobbies. And this last weekend, she wrapped up the new remake of Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door. And that is a really great game. Neither one of us had played the original, so I can't say, you know, how much was changed or improved on, but it's great looking, it's fun, and being a Paper Mario game, it has fantastic writing and characters. I watched her play through most of it, checked out the IGN guide when she would get stuck, and jumped in a couple times when she would get really pissed off at a boss fight, and it was just a lot of fun to experience it with her. And I guess that's kind of the theme, it seems, for this entire episode. I do love sitting alone at night and playing games by myself sometimes, but some of the best times are when I get to play something with my wife or with my kids. It's really cool that we all love to game and that we like playing together. So for last week's poll, I asked, how many gaming subscription services do you currently belong to? The number one answer with 35% of the votes was one subscription service. And to those people, I say congratulations on the self-control. 33% of you said you don't subscribe to any of them. 21% said two, and 12% subscribe to three or more. Right now, I think I just subscribe to Game Pass and Nintendo Online, although I will occasionally sign up for Ubisoft Plus for like a month or so, since that includes day one releases, which is a really cool deal. For this week's poll, I want to know how you usually play your video games. Do you play all alone, online with others in multiplayer, couch co-op with family or friends, or streaming while you play on Twitch or another service? Go to Midlife Side Quest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I'll share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day for me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. And you can follow me on Threads by searching for Midlife Side Quest if you want to chat or hang out after the show. And until next week, be well and happy gaming.